What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about, well, we're talking about all kinds of things. It's hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's see. Iran's parliament has now passed the vote declaring the U.S. Central Command is a terror organization. This, of course, was tit for tat for the United States declaring the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a foreign terrorist organization. And in both cases, it's silly. You're dealing with state actors, uniforms, chain of command. They're not terrorists. They're military. But it was done to basically help Netanyahu steal his election, which is more and more, that's obvious what happened. More and more of the precincts in Israel are saying, boy, we had a really good voter turnout. We had 140% of the voters turnout over here. Turkey is being a little bit upset. They're concerned over U.S. arms shipments to the Syrian Kurds. And a prominent Turkish political analyst is underlining Ankara's concerns about Washington's continued arms shipments to the Kurdish militia, warning of the U.S. plans against Syria's territorial integrity by setting the stage for Kurdish independence. Now, the Kurds have been a little bit of a complex issue for a while because the United States had previously promised the Kurds an independent Kurdistan. They were going to carve it out of mostly Syria. That didn't work out all that well. So now they're gazing on parts of Iraq with avarice. Okay, once again, we're getting claims, and again, grain of salt. This is from Post News D2. Satellite images from last week show movement at North Korea's main nuclear site that could be associated with the reprocessing of radioactive material into bomb fuel, a U.S. think tank said yesterday. Notice the way they phrased that. It could be associated. Well, the way you reprocess radioactive material into bomb fuel, it's done indoors. It's not something that you see outdoors. This is just more propaganda. But they do have a comment that is accurate. If there is new reprocessing activity, it would underscore the failure of the second summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un in Hanoi in late February. Now, North Korea may be reprocessing material into bomb fuel. That's how you get bombs to be built. You take spent reactor fuel rods, which are loaded with plutonium, and you turn them into bomb fuel. And right now, North Korea has a right to do so. And in the face of U.S. belligerence, certainly has a motivation to develop some kind of weapons of deterrence, which is what nuclear weapons are for. Nobody has used a weapon of mass destruction aggressively as a first strike since the United States bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Everybody builds and stockpiles these weapons as a deterrent. The message on those bomb cases is simple. Leave us alone or bad things will happen. That's why Iran wanted nuclear weapons. That's why Iraq wanted nuclear weapons. It's why North Korea has built nuclear weapons. It's basically a message. Leave us alone. Do not invade us or bad things will happen. That's the message that's on those bomb cases. Okay. Now, we've all seen the Humvees on the road, the military version, not the civilian version. We've seen them in movies. We've seen them driving on TV shows. But apparently the military, not happy with that one, came up with a new vehicle, the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle Program. And it's already being criticized as having been designed for the last war, not the next war. So in March, the Army's saying they're going to cut funding for the JLTV to free up money for future modernization projects. The Army plans to buy only 2,500 JLTVs in the fiscal 2020 budget request, compared to last year's purchase of 3,300. So they're saying they're going to have a mixed fleet of Humvees and JLTVs. We know that. And we'll buy a lot of JLTVs. We know that too. But I can't tell you today whether the cut we make in the budget is the last or not. So the JLTV and the CH-47 Chinook Block 2 were among 93 programs Army senior leaders selected for cuts over the next 5 years to free up billions of dollars for bold modernization strategies. Basically, what it is the military is running out of money. With all the money that we have given them, they're coming up short, and they're starting to cut programs. All right, let's take a phone call. Jim in upstate New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I called you a couple of days ago when initially the Notre Dame part started, and I was very impassioned about what was happening. You know, I'm witnessing this, you know, iconic structure burning down. You know, I'm a Roman Catholic. I've been to Notre Dame on numerous accounts. I've been, you know, went to Gregorian chants in Notre Dame. I was very passionate about, you know, what I was seeing. But again, there's this, you know, certain things that are just not adding up on this. And again, coming from an architectural standpoint, I said to you, this is stone structure. Yes, there is timbers hidden within the structure.
Yes.
And especially like a lot of the formwork is hidden in the structure itself. In other words, they would build an arch. They would leave the formwork behind. You know, there's a lot of oak timbers up there. But, however, as a building inspector as well, to ignite the timber is very, very difficult. In other words, the only thing I can think is plausible is that it's maybe some guy was soldering next to a timber, and it could, you know, it takes a lot to get a timber going. That's why in the construction industry, timber, or I should say, in the international codes, they're considered a very low fire hazard. And go back, we had a caller about 12 callers ago. They were saying, hey, listen, this is a little suspicious. And I just wish you can keep your mind open that to take a timber structure that's been around for so long, and all of a sudden it just ignites. And again, my passion was, this is my iconic Roman Catholic church going up in flames, So I don't know. I just, just want to maybe apologize for being, jumping to the gun or whatever. But to ignite timbers is extremely difficult to do. It really is. And they have a fire.
Well, okay. To ignite the timbers would be difficult, but on the other hand, my presumption would be that there's also a lot of dust up there that's accumulated over the centuries, and that dust would act as basically as tinder. Again, we know there was a crew that was working on that spire. The spire is itself wood and lead, and that means that, unless they were using hand tools up there, everything that they were using could throw sparks in all directions.
Yes, my suspicion is this, and it had to be somebody soldering or something. Someone had an open torch that was exposed to a timber for a long period of time. You know, because what it is timbers, you can take a 2x12. You can ignite that very rapidly. Take a 3x8, a 5x8, an 8x8. It's extremely difficult to ignite one of those things. And I'm not, you know, I don't mean to go into conspiratorial land, but something just doesn't add up. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know, this thing's been around since the 800s, so why didn't it ignite?
Let's pull back here at a wider view here and look at how many ruined cathedrals there are all across Europe and Great Britain that have burned down in the past. And they're still partly standing, and they're still revered, and they're still tourist attractions. They're not used for services anymore. You know, unfortunately, these buildings do have a tendency throughout history to burn down. This one just burned down now. Again, the French authorities are saying it appears to have been an accident, and they are investigating this company whose business supposedly is restoring these historic buildings without burning to the ground.
Yeah, but again, that's making a case for that these guys are so cognizant of, you know, these timbers igniting, or, you know, they're special, you know, that's their specialty. Well, don't you think they have the foresight to say, listen, you know, don't do that, you know what I mean? Or don't solder next to this, or don't, you know what I mean? It just...
Well, we all hope they're going to have that, but, you know, people will make mistakes. I mean, look at Challenger, look at Columbia, you know, look at all the people who are supposed to be keeping an eye on those, and, you know, they Challenger blew up on launch, and Columbia basically fell apart during reentry. Mistakes happen.
Right. You can speculate also they used cheap labor. No better. I don't know. You know what I mean? There's a whole host of things out there. But number one, I want to apologize. I jumped to the gun. But again, my spidey senses said, you know, again, but as they say, the chief stinks in Denmark. You know what I mean? You know, and when I seen the configuration here, and I seen this Holocaust going on, I was like, my God. And I mean Holocaust from the true sense of what the word Holocaust means. It means a giant fire. I was just, you know, emotionally taken back by it.
Well, it was a shocking event. I mean, even for those of us who are not religious, you know, we understand the importance of Notre Dame in history and art and architecture. And yeah, it was terrible to see it happen.
Right. And unfortunately, you inferred that I was saying it was the Muslims. It's the furthest from my thought. Furthest thing from my thought. You know what I mean? And I'm not calling out on it or whatever, but I kind of felt terrible when you said that to me. You said, oh, well, it's the Muslims.
Well, I apologize.
You know, and sir, you know, that's the first. My suspicion is it's Macron trying to get a general consensus, and I know what you're saying. In other words, he would have revealed, oh, it's the yellow vest guys. You know what I mean? And there's no evidence there yet. But just keep an open mind about it. And
I am keeping an open mind. You know, I'm not ready to say I'm absolutely convinced there was no false flag or no chicanery here. Right now, though, I'm leaning to agreement with the Parisian authorities. It was a terrible, tragic accident on a structure that was very flammable because apparently concerns had been raised.
No, it's not flammable. It's not flammable. It's not. Because, again,
Jim,
I'm going to try to, Jim, try to say to
Jim,
you as a building inspector.
Jim. Jim.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Concerns had previously been raised over the condition of the timbers up there in the roof as to how dry they were because of their age. And so, yeah, there was a concern that was already raised that they were, in fact, very flammable.
Yeah, maybe it should have been, you know, kind of like a fire suppression system put up there or whatever. I agree with that all.
That would have been nice. Yeah. That would have been nice. The reason the fire got out of control is they literally could not get up into that part of the cathedral to deal with the fire.
And again, I just want to see the investigation. In other words, there had to be a guy with an open flame, literally on a timber. He literally had to be smoldering this timber, because timbers do not, it's sort of like 9/11. You know, people say, oh, steel doesn't, you know, I think that's BS, but, you know, it takes a lot to get a structure like that, which has survived since 800, to be ignited. You know what I mean?
So that's okay, well, we don't know how old the timbers in the roof were. I mean, because Notre Dame has been renovated many times. It had to go through a major renovation after the French Revolution.
I'm not going to say that to you. It survived
how flammable
they probably started to burn it down.
How flammable the timbers are is definitely related to how old and dried out they are. Because if, for example, they were cracked, or they had been eaten by worms and termites, then you have more surface for the fire to begin with. And again, it could have been a hot piece of welding rod that just fell onto a timber and just smoldered until finally it caught a blaze. And I'm sure at some point they're going to find out what was going on. But again, it was a horrible, tragic accident. And all I can say is it's a good thing the damage wasn't worse than it was. The stone structure is still intact. They're going to be able to rebuild. The three rose windows are still intact. The altar is intact. The cross is intact. They got the relics out. They got the 14 statues out. The organ is a little damaged, but obviously that can be rebuilt. It was rebuilt 20 years ago anyway.
Right. But unfortunately, what it was, when you were witnessing this, you know, on the news media, you know what I mean? They just showed it. It's like, you know, this thing's like going down. And when I called you, I was very impassioned, and I just want to, you know, apologize. You know, maybe I inferred, you know, more nefarious things than should have been. But, you know, that's what I love about you. You know, let's let the facts roll. Let's let the facts come in. And unfortunately, I made a knee-jerk reaction to it, you know, my architectural background, like I said, and I know structures, I know how things burn, and it was very emotional.
Yes.
See, that's what it is. I got wrapped up in emotion. You know what I mean? See, you know, one of the greatest, beautiful structures in the world, you know, so I just wanted to put that out there for you, sir. That's all.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the phone call. And we're going to let you go. Let's see. I'm looking at what temperature lead would burn at, because that spire in the middle of the roof of Notre Dame was wood and lead. And apparently the melting point of lead is 600 degrees Fahrenheit, which... Well, I knew that because I used to make my own ammunition for my black powder guns. It's not saying, though, at what point it would actually burn. Well, at some point, I'm sure we're going to find out. But I think the problem was primarily that they couldn't get up into that roof. So I just got an email from somebody saying that CNN is now reporting one death in the fire at Notre Dame. The name has not been released until the family's been notified. What we know at this time is the deceased is a white Caucasian male and a hunchback. Okay, so we're coming up here on another commercial break here. And a lot of people are still talking about BB's election hit, if you will, and the quite probable annexation of the West Bank. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit, lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And interesting little story here. Apparently, the Veterans Affairs Department's watchdog is investigating a new office created by President Trump early in his administration that was supposed to protect whistleblowers from reprisal. It's now facing allegations of aiding retaliation against them. Now, you know, with all the mishandling of money over at the Pentagon, there's a lot of whistleblowers that have been coming forward. Something like, it's like two per day. That's how bad it is. And Trump created this office that was supposed to be helping to protect the whistleblowers. It's apparently under investigation for retaliation against whistleblowers. Way to go there, Don. And of course, everybody is still talking about the allegations that the Obama administration spied on the Trump administration. And in our current political climate, if you will, everybody's spying on everybody. But it's rather amazing to see the Democrats come on out and go, harumph, harumph, how dare you? How dare you dare to say that we were spying on the Trump campaign? And they're trying to draw a fine line because we know there was electronic surveillance that was authorized by the FISA court. And James Comey is out there saying, well, you know, electronic surveillance, it's not really spying, you know, just like, you know, waterboarding isn't really torture, and trying to sort of weasel word their way out of it. But again, you need to remember that the FISA court warrant to conduct electronic surveillance on the Trump campaign was based on hearsay information, backed up by nothing, unverified hearsay paid for by the Clinton campaign. So, yeah, they ginned up an excuse to make their spying look legitimate, but it absolutely wasn't. It was a hoax. It was an absolute hoax here. Okay, good news over at CNN. CNN has hit an all-year ratings low, according to Nielsen Media Research, and the network is especially hurting during prime time hours. Apparently, they have actually fallen behind the Hallmark Channel. That's how bad it is. Now, CNN had enjoyed a ratings boost thanks to Russiagate. Oh, they were out there, Russiagate this and Russiagate that, and the viewers, at least the Democrats, were tuning on in. Well, now that the Mueller probe fizzled away, the audience is leaving. And CNN has had their lowest rated week of the year in prime time, while MSNBC had its second lowest rated week of the year in the 25 to 54 age demographic, and its third lowest among total viewers in prime time. Fox News and MSNBC are consistently the two most watched basic cable networks, but they, along with CNN, are losing viewers relative to 2018. Well, nobody likes being lied to. And if there's one thing the collapse of Russiagate has reminded everybody about, as if they needed another lesson after Saddam's nuclear weapons, the corporate media lies to you. And that's why their audiences are leaving the corporate media. They're coming over to Republic Broadcasting. They're coming over to whatreallyhappened.com. Because they need a source of information that they feel they can have a little bit more trust in. And trust in the corporate media, it's just not there. Not after they got lied to for 2 years continuously about Russiagate, not to mention however long it was we were lied to about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, his nuclear bombs, he's coming for us, he's got gas, he's got anthrax. So, I remember thinking a while back how nice it would be to actually have a high-paying corporate media job. Corporate media is not going to be around much longer. I just need to figure out how to get this job to pay me a little bit more so I can get some bills paid. All righty. Over in Colorado, there was this teenager, Sol Pace, 18 years old, and apparently she boarded a Denver-bound flight Monday, and she was known to be obsessed about Columbine. And because of that, there was a massive manhunt. They were looking for her. They finally found her. She was dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound early this morning near the Echo Lake Lodge at the base of Mount Evans in Clear Creek County. All right. Here's the question I need answered. Was she on prescription antidepressants? We know the shooters at Columbine were on those. There's just too much bizarre behavior going on in our society. We need to deal with that. Are we, in fact, being medicated into insanity for profit? We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And getting on back here. Apparently, the infighting that is going on, it's like looking at a room into which too many cats have been put in, and they lock the door and the cats are just scratching at each other. Apparently Michael Moore is now scorning Nancy Pelosi for attacking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other women of color, and he's saying that her time is over. Of course, a lot of people have been saying Pelosi's time is over for a while, and she still manages to hang on despite evincing symptoms of age-related mental deterioration. She still hangs on there. Let's see. Now, Melania Trump apparently got snubbed by Vogue magazine. Now, Vogue has had a history of putting the first ladies on the covers. They did Michelle Obama three times, because Michelle Obama inspired so many women in doing wonders for fashion. I question that one. But they've decided they're not going to put Melania Trump on there saying, well, you know, she's already been on the cover of Vogue and she's a model. She's been there, done that. We don't really need to do it as she's first lady. And I think they're just being petty. They're being liberal. I think Melania is the hottest first lady this nation has ever had. I don't read Vogue, but if I did, I would definitely quit. Cancel my subscription here. Okay, now presidential candidate Andrew Yang has proposed to create a new federal news and information agency to punish those seeking to misinform the public. Basically, he's flipping off the Bill of Rights. So that's it. It's a Ministry of Truth. Andrew Yang's Ministry of Truth. We're going to have a government agency which is going to say, you're only allowed to say what we think that you should say. So much for the First Amendment. Well, Yang, you're not going to get my support to be President of the United States of America. That First Amendment is sacrosanct. And a lot of people, I will grant you, they misuse it, they abuse it. But that's a price we have to pay. When we let the government decide what can and cannot be said, we're in big, big trouble. Okay. Now, apparently there's a big stink rising up between Kim Fox and Jesse Smollett. And apparently Kim Fox has called Jesse Smollett a washed-up celeb who lied to cops in text messages, which actually sounds like a pretty accurate description to me. I mean, Jesse's career is over. He may finish out with Empire, but I can't imagine any other producers hiring him for a show after this ridiculous situation. Okay, Wolfgang Halbig, as you know, he is a school safety inspector. He's been talking about Sandy Hook. He and Alex Jones were facing some serious legal action from one of the so-called parents from Sandy Hook, and they unfortunately had to back down. It was a classic case of lawfare. But Wolfgang Halbig still has his famous list of 16 unanswered questions that demand truth. Who directed the New Haven FBI field offices to classify the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting on December 14th, 2012? In other words, who told the FBI to conceal information, to restrict information? Why would the FBI classify the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting when they did not classify the Columbine shooting, which also was a mass casualty shooting incident? Who on December 14th, 2012 was the incident commander as required by FEMA in directing the mass casualty shooting incident at the Sandy Hook Elementary School? Who on December 14th, 2012 at the Incident Command Center made the ordering of porta potties a high priority since they were delivered within 3 hours of the school shooting? And who ordered those porta potties from Southbury, Connecticut? One of the weird ones. When I called the porta potty company after searching for over a week as to who and when they were ordered, I was told it is classified and they're not allowed to share that information with anybody. The next morning I received, meaning Wolfgang, received a phone call from the Southbury Police Department at my home telling me not to call that company again because I was harassing them. So then Halbig goes on to say, high priority for toilets, but not for LifeStar trauma helicopters or paramedics. And he goes on to say, why did they not request LifeStar helicopters, knowing that children and school staff were seriously injured and clinging to life? Who made the determination not to request them? Why did they not allow the paramedics and the EMTs inside the Sandy Hook school to treat the seriously injured or those children and school staff clinging to life? Who made that decision? Who declared all 20 children and six school staff members legally dead within the first 8 minutes? who was the certified environmental biohazard decontamination company contracted by the Newtown Public Schools to remove 45 to 65 gallons of blood, skull fragments, brain tissues, bodily fluids, blood-soaked carpets, and many other materials to be decontaminated inside the Sandy Hook School. Why does an off-duty lieutenant from the Newtown Police Department refuse to leave his off-duty work assignment at a construction site on December 14, 2012, when hearing that shots have been fired at the Sandy Hook Elementary School? Who at the Newtown Public Schools notified in writing, as required by Connecticut law, all of the parents who had children attending the Sandy Hook Elementary School, as well as every school staff member every school year, of all the potentially life-threatening chemical hazards? The school had high levels of lead paint throughout the entire building, asbestos in the ceiling and floor tile, asbestos in the insulation, and very high levels of PCB. Who provided the urgent medical care to the two children who were not transported to the Danbury Trauma Center until an hour after the school was deemed safe for that 15-mile drive? Who treated those two children who'd been shot multiple times, 3 and 11 times, since they did not allow the paramedics and EMTs inside the Sandy Hook Elementary School? Why did the parents of the two children who died at the Danbury Hospital not allow their children to donate their organs to other children waiting for the gift of life? What happened to the 500 children and 60 school staff members from Sandy Hook Elementary School on December 14th, 2012? No videos show any evacuations. Who was the police officer calling into the Newtown police dispatcher stating in his words that he has multiple weapons, he has a rifle and a shotgun? And who had that rifle and shotgun, as the chain of evidence should show, that was found in Classroom 8? At 9:45:21 a.m. on December 14, 2012, why would a police officer by the name of Lieutenant Vangeli from the Newtown Police Department, after finding a kindergarten female child in the hallway, make her go into Room 8 and leave her? Room 8 is a gruesome crime scene with dead children and school staff. And finally, why would two Connecticut State troopers enter Room 10 at 9:55:31 a.m., on December 14, 2012, a gruesome crime scene with dead bodies of children and school staff, and tell a kindergarten boy they found in the bathroom, whose name has never been revealed, to stay and they'll be back when it's safe? Now, those are all very, very interesting questions here. Okay, over at Instagram, they have banned cartoonist Ben Garrison. Now, you've probably seen his cartoons. We post them at whatreallyhappened.com all the time. He's a very clever gentleman. He's very pro-Trump. And apparently, this recent cartoon that he did, Two-Faced Democrats, didn't sit with a lot of people, didn't sit well. And the cartoon basically showed the donkey just sort of the head sweeping back and forth, saying on one side we support gays and on the other side we support Muslims, and there's a bunch of Muslims throwing rocks at the gays. So apparently that one was just a little bit too much for Instagram, and Ben Garrison has been banned from them. All right, a little bit of economic news. My goodness, we did get into the third hour a little bit early. World trade has suffered the biggest collapse since the 2000 financial crisis. And apparently it is the worst and as dangerous as the dot-com bubble burst. Excuse me. Apparently trade volume around the world has dropped 1.8% in the 3 months to January compared to the preceding 3 months in a synchronized global downturn. Now, I wonder how much of that is caused by the sanctions and the tariffs. It may not, in fact, be a recession, which everybody's saying is coming. But all these sanctions and tariffs, they have to be having an effect. All right, it's only April, story out of Investment Watch blog, and U.S. retailers have already closed more stores than they did all of last year. Last year, U.S. retailers closed 5,864 stores. And this year, just to date, retailers have closed 5,994 stores, and it's only April. Now, I had a little talk with one of our local retailers down at the mall, and he didn't seem all that concerned. He basically said, well, you know, it's the online sales. It's the online sales. I'm not sure. I think people are just out of money. And they just can't buy stuff. See, I don't like buying online. And the reason is because I don't get to actually see the product until I already own it. I like the retail experience. I like walking into a store. I like being able to look at the product and make sure that it's well made, especially in the area of clothing, that it doesn't have loose threads or anything. I like looking at it, and then I take it up to the person at the cash register. I give them money. They give me my product. We both come home happy. I like that experience. I don't like buying online. I mean, I have to, because so many of the specialty stores here in Hawaii have gone out of business. I have to buy a lot of stuff from eBay, spare parts for computers and so forth. But I do enjoy going into a retail store and just looking around, just looking for things. See what inspires me, especially if I'm, you know, buying a birthday present for a young person somewhere. I like being able to look through the toy stores. I find them actually very inspiring. U.S. soybean exports have plunged. Farmers are concerned about the tariffs. There's no recovery in sight. And current data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture revealed that the total U.S. soybean exports reached 460,000 metric tons last week, down from 888 tons in the previous week and just above the 446 tons in the same week a year ago. So they're loading those soybeans onto vessels. Apparently, only 130,000 tons were being sent to China, which is China's way of retaliating for the sanctions here. We've been hearing about the pension time bomb all across Europe and Great Britain. There's one here as well. There's a pension time bomb. It's waiting to explode across America. Social Security is broke. It's full of IOUs for all the money that was borrowed from the Social Security Trust Fund, starting with the Clinton administration. And they issued a special Treasury bond, which they can't redeem now. And so for people for whom Social Security is the only retirement they have, they could find themselves in serious, serious trouble in the not-too-distant future. Now, as you know, we just went through tax day, and everybody's always talking about, you know, taxes are too high, and they are very high. Do you know when the income tax was first imposed, right after the supposed theoretical ratification of the 16th Amendment? The American people were promised the income tax would never be above 2%. That was another lie, obviously. But according to this article, there's a poll that finds that when people talk about raising taxes, they're okay with raising taxes as long as it's other people. You know, don't raise my taxes. I'm taxed way too much. If you need to raise taxes, go over and raise taxes on that person over there. Go raise taxes on the rich. Go raise taxes on those people on the other side of the railroad tracks. I think that's a poor way to be looking at the situation. We are all taxed way too much by a government that is out of control, and even with all the money they're taxing, they still can't control their spending. Our deficit for this year alone is projected to be almost $1 trillion with a T dollars. They're completely fiscally irresponsible. Because they've got the printing presses. Their friends over at the Federal Reserve, yeah, we'll just type some more numbers into your computer account. We'll just print up more of these bills here. It's all funny money. It's not real. It's not real money. Real money is silver and gold coin, as specified in the Constitution. Kind of makes you wonder, why is there even a national debt? They're just making the money up out of thin air and spending it. Why is there a debt that we are somehow responsible for? Well, because it justifies high taxation, and high taxation keeps us poor and helpless, and that is where the government wants us to be. We got to take a break for commercial. Back with the last segment of our program today after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. And a little bit of good news. Project Veritas, as you know, had been taken to court for a defamation case, and Project Veritas has won. The court basically ruled their videos were accurate and were not deceptively edited. So they're out of that mess. A little bit of good news on that one here. I'm looking at this article, and it's talking about, again, Notre Dame and what got saved and what did not get saved. So let's see. This article is saying that the organ is in good shape. So that's a good thing. Apparently, quite a bit of the artwork was spirited out of the cathedral while it was just the roof on fire. That's been taken to the Louvre for conservation. Okay, we've got one final caller. Dustin, New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I know you don't like to get two calls, but Mike, I got two. With the Notre Dame thing, I want people to keep this in mind, though. You said it yourself. They raised $600 million after the fire. But
yes.
Mike, was this a UNESCO World Heritage Fund site?
Let's see. I'm not sure. I imagine it probably would be.
Did you know they needed a minimum of $100 million to restore? This was before the fire. They only raised $2 million before the fire, though, of the $100 million they needed before the fire.
Well, actually, the budget for the renovation was just $6.8 million. They weren't planning on doing a complete rebuild prior to the fire. Yes, in fact, Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. So apparently UNESCO is going to be getting involved in the rebuild. Yeah, they've raised a huge amount of money. And a lot of people said, why did they need it? The Catholic Church is worth $30 billion, although I'm sure a lot of that is going, to make bail for all these priests with wandering hands.
But France is broke. I mean, I know some people calling, like, Macron. There's rumor Macron. You don't bring in the third world to burn down something to kick out the third world. Macron's a globalist, so that whole thing is off the table, okay? So, like, it would be, you know, what they call Jewish lightning, per se, like, torch the thing to get more money for the project, you know, like insurance, right? I mean, it happens. You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not there, but, you know, it's 50-50. It's either accident or it was insurance to get this lot of donations, more than what it's worth. $600 million is a lot of money. And now,
they're going to be able to do a fabulous job on that place, and it's going to take about 5 years. And I'm sure that there was also an insurance policy on the premises. And by the way, that $600 million is all from private donors. So, you know, okay. A bunch of billionaires stepped on in and said, yes, we're going to get this taken care of. But yeah, it's up to 600 million euros. And they're going to do a great job. Okay, there's the music. I need to let you go, Dustin. Stay tuned for John Stebmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here on this radio show and at the website. Share it with everyone that you know. Email, face-to-face, paper mail, and so forth. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.